If you haven't noticed already, the hymnals are back at our seats. Did you ever think it would be so exciting to pick up a hymnal? And just so you know, if you're not aware, every week on our hymn boards, we put the readings up there. So the first numbers are always where you can find the mass readings for each Sunday and the psalm that we sing. And if you need to follow along at the parts of the mass, they are at the very beginning of the hymnal. The Trinity is the central mystery of our faith because it is the mystery of God in Himself. God is a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that communion of persons is also a community of love. The Father lovingly begets the Son from all eternity, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, as the Creed puts it. And then the Son eternally loves the Father back. And that mutual love, that mutual sharing of love, has such an intensity, such a force, that it breathes forth a third person, the Holy Spirit. This communion of persons, this community of love, reveals to us that God is continually giving Himself as a gift. And that that gift is not closed in on itself, but it is always reaching out in order to bring others in to that community of love. The first thing I'd like us to reflect on this Sunday is that gift of self that God makes. The scriptures are full of the stories of God giving Himself as gift. Think all the way back to the book of Genesis, the very beginning. Why does God create? He creates simply in order to have a creation for which to share His love. We sang about that in the psalm this morning, that by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, by His breath all their host. He spoke and it was made. He commanded and it stood forth. And then as the high point of His creation, He creates man and woman, the only creatures made in His image and likeness, an intelligent being that He can share His life with. Then we look at the Old Testament as the history of God making a people His own. The stories of how God makes the Jewish people, calls them to be a people particularly His own. In the first reading today, Moses is standing at the edge of the Promised Land, looking out over it, and he recalls all of the wonders that God has done. How God has chosen them as His own. Signs of God's gift of going out and calling forth. Then at the culmination of God's self-gift, He Himself becomes man. The second person of the Blessed Trinity takes flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, Jesus. God with us. And then if that wasn't enough, God makes Himself a sacrifice. God offers His life on the cross for us, for our salvation. It's part of God's nature to always be self-sacrificial, to always be offering Himself. And because of that, we can see that the initiative of faith is always on God's part. So often we can fall into the temptation of thinking that God is lost and we have to find Him. But actually the reverse is true, that it is always God who is looking for us because He's always going out. He's always giving Himself as a gift. And then that giving of Himself as a gift leads to welcoming back this dynamic relationship. That's the second point I'd like us to reflect on today. That the giving of himself has the purpose of welcoming back into communion, welcoming back into this communion of love that is God. And each of us were incorporated into that divine communion at our baptism. When we're baptized, the love of God lives in our soul, and we call that grace. We bear the mark, the character of Jesus on our soul. That's why we can be called Christians. And then the Holy Spirit is given as our constant guide and inspiration. St. Paul spoke a little bit about the presence of the Spirit in our lives in the second reading today from his letter to the Romans. He tells us that the Spirit is given to us at our baptisms so that we can call God Father, so that we can cry out, Abba, Father. And he says that if we are children of God, then we are also heirs of God, heirs of the divine life, of the community of love, which is the Trinity. In our gospel this morning, Jesus gives the Great Commission before he ascends back to the Father. He tells the apostles to go out and baptize, teaching all what he has taught and making disciples. Part of our baptism is to share in this Great Commission, to have this responsibility, to bring into the world, to make Jesus known in our world so that others may encounter him. You see this dynamic of the Trinity, this going out to bring back, isn't closed in on itself. It's a dynamic reality, always trying to bring more and more into faith. And the church is really the visible manifestation of this. The church is 2,000 years old, but it's always young because new generations are brought to birth in the sacrament of baptism or brought to spiritual life. So the church has the mission of going out and bringing back in. And so the church as a whole, but also the parish, as a microcosm of the church, has that mission. You see, this divine life, this divine community of the Trinity isn't closed in on itself like a private club. The whole purpose is to invite others in. So in our world that is so fractured and divided and in which we've become so isolated and alienated from each other, the parish is meant to be a place where people feel like they belong, that they are loved, and that they can be welcomed into this community of the Trinity, of this divine life. And it's then when they feel welcome that they can encounter the life-saving message of Jesus. My friends, this Sunday, I'd like us to hear again this message that God is self-gift, self-offering, and that we share in that gift right now by virtue of our baptism. And that God is continually inviting each and every one of us into a deeper love, a deeper sharing in that communion of persons, that community of love, which is God. And that he has commissioned us, he's commissioned each and every one of us, by virtue of our baptism, to go forth to share the good news so that more and more people can be welcomed into this community of love, which is God.